Every 5 years, the country's top intelligence analysts weigh in on long-term global trends. Their latest report imagines the world in 2020. The National Intelligence Council envisions a receding threat from Al-Qaeda and a world profoundly changed by the rise of India and China. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has details.
At no time since the formation of the Western Alliance system in 1949 have the shape and nature of international alignments been in such a state of flux. Those are the opening words of the 2020 report. One major reason for so much change, the likely emergence of China and India as major global players. In 15 years' time, the report's authors say, China's economy will be second only to the U.S. India's will be overtaking the big European powers. In the same way that a united Germany rearranged geopolitics in the 19th century, and a powerful United States dominated the 20th, the report concludes the 21st century may well belong to Asia. That raises some key questions for the U.S. On the technology front, the report asserts the U.S. may lose some of its edge to Asia, and Robert Hutchings, who chairs the National Intelligence Council, says it's not clear how India and China will choose to exercise their new power, whether they'll be more cooperative or competitive. Overall, the report concludes the U.S. will remain dominant, that between now and 2020, no other country will rival it on the economic, military, or political front. On the other hand, more countries will be in a position to make the U.S. pay for military action they oppose. The report points to the possession of chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons by Iran and North Korea, and the possible acquisition of such weapons by other countries. On the terrorism front, it's mixed news. The report predicts that by 2020, Al-Qaeda will have been superseded by other Islamist groups, and that broad movements such as Al-Qaeda may well merge with local extremist groups. That will pose a huge challenge for intelligence services. More worrying still, an increasing risk that terrorists will acquire and use weapons of mass destruction. David Lowe of the National Intelligence Council says terrorists are, quote, very clearly trying to move up the technology ladder. The report singles out biological weapons as the most likely scenario, and says in the coming years, terrorists could be working in labs the size of an ordinary kitchen, building deadly weapons smaller than a toaster. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
The full report is at npr.org.